This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hello, Nick.
What's going on, guys? How are we doing today?
We're concerned.
Doing well, man.
We're concerned. We have a baseball team that can't hit.
Yeah, I would be concerned, too. Forgive me. Last week when we were on, I don't think we knew that this was the matchup, right? Tigers-Guardians. I did bet the Tigers in the series before the series started. My thought process was, I think the Tigers can at least get it to a game five, and if that's going to be the case, I'm going to like them in all the games Scooble starts, so I bet them in game two. Obviously, they won yesterday, which puts the Guardians up against it in a big way, because obviously, even if Cleveland wins today, like they can beat Scooble. It's not like he never loses games, but he's going to win American League Cy Young, maybe in a unanimous vote. So I'm going to bet the Tigers today if they lose. I'll bet them again in game five. I do think we've reached the end of the road for the Guardians, which is not me like crapping on the team. Great season for them, but I think now I don't know if they can beat Scooble in a do-or-die game five, much less win today's game. So I am on the Tigers, guys, today and in game five if it gets there.
So the only question that I got on the Scooble side, Nick, and maybe you can help me out with this, with just how you're looking at things from different aspects. The Guards have now seen Scooble. I think this will be their fourth time. This will be time four this season that they'll see Scooble. Do you look at that at all when you're looking to place bet?
Well, how did time three go?
Not real well.
We're going to go with not ideal.
So my thought would just be like, look, maybe I'm not trying to like crap on what you're like. There may be something to that. Like maybe the fourth time around it'll be different. I guess my skepticism there would be, or the follow-up question that I would ask is, if the fourth time would be different, then like why wouldn't the third time potentially be different? Seven innings, three hits, eight strikeouts, zero runs. So look, like they could light them up. Like we've seen crazy things happen in all postseasons, right? I remember Patrick Waugh's last start for the Avalanche, like the Minnesota Wild scored like five goals in the first period. He retired after the game. Like it's possible that Scooble will get shelled here. I think it's unlikely. So again, you know, I'm not saying the Guardians can't do it, but I will bet on them not doing it here. So I will bet the Tigers again today, and I will bet them if we get to a do or die game five.
All right. What kind of numbers are you looking at for game four today? You're going Tigers. Where are the lines? What's everybody thinking?
Yeah. So Cleveland's a slight favorite in the game. I don't think Detroit, and I checked before we came on. I don't think Detroit has announced a starting pitcher. So the Guardians are a small road favorite here. Cleveland minus 120. So you'd have have to bet $120 to win 100, if just to use 100 as a round number. Not suggesting people do that. Total in the game is low, 6.5, which, as to be expected, in the low scoring nature of the series thus far, game one notwithstanding, which the Browns beat the Lions 7-0 in that game. So yeah, like, I think the market's expecting a lower scoring game, like slightly giving the edge to Cleveland. Like I said, I'll play against that a little bit with the Tigers. So I like Detroit, and I think I have the rest of the playoffs kind of conceptually done in my head, and like what I'm looking to do and what I'm looking to bet, even outside of this series.
To clean it up a little bit, Nick, this is time three that they're going to see Scooble, not time four. So
okay, yeah. So
way to go, Dan.
So maybe, so possible, right? That time three could be different. Time two wasn't. Maybe time three will be different.
I mean, at some point, the kid learns not to put their hand on the stove. I mean, you know, maybe, I don't know.
I'm not buying any of them.
But look, like, I mean, listen, like, again, I'm not saying it can't happen. How many times have we seen in Major League Baseball, in, like, short series, like, one pitcher dominates the team, like, two or three times in a seven-game series in, like, 1-4 or 7? Like, it happens a lot. Not a guarantee that it happens with Scooble. But, again, the question with betting is not, like, if you're a Guardians fan, you can want it to happen. But the betting question is, would you bet on it? Like, would you bet on the Guardians solving Tarik Skubal? And maybe you would, in which case I would suggest doing so, because I think the Guardians would be a home underdog in Game 5 against the Tigers.
I would agree with you on that one. Other series, Yankees, Royals, what do you think? And then Dodgers, Padres.
So how about this? In lieu of talking about those games, are you all right if I tell you, like, what we are looking for people out there, and we put our fandom aside? I'm a Yankee fan. I'm going to put my fandom aside, and I want to tell everyone, like, this is what we want in order to place the bets that are the most valuable. Are you okay if I do that?
Yes.
As long as you also promise me you're not a part of that group that wants to throw Aaron Judge into the river.
Oh, of course I am.
Okay.
But I mean, I'm a Yankee. Like, we're irrational. Yes, 100%.
Okay.
This is as Yankee fans, this is what we do. Like, I'm a Giants fan, I'm a Knicks fan, I'm a Rangers fan. We don't do this with all our teams in New York, but Yankees fans, we do. Can the guy get a freaking hit? Too much to ask for? 58 homers? Can we get a hit in October? Not too much to ask for, I don't think. So here's what we want. Mets beat the Phillies yesterday, right? Mets onto the NLCS. Game 5 tomorrow, Dodgers-Padres. Noted postseason embarrassment, Yu Darvish, who pitched that Game 7 for the Dodgers against the Astros the year the Astros cheated. Is Darvish going for the Padres tomorrow night? No announcement for the Dodgers. Maybe it's Yamamoto. We will see. What we want, if you're betting, right? So fandom aside, we want the Dodgers to win tomorrow night. And then we get Mets-Dodgers in the NLCS, and I will bet the Mets with extreme confidence in that series. The Dodgers have no starting pitching, and like the bats have been really well here. We've also seen Dylan Cease fall flat on his face for the Padres twice already in this series. I would feel very good about my bet, Mets over Dodgers. Mets-Padres, I feel like, is a different story. Like, Padres are awesome. I would give the Padres the slight edge in that series. Mets-Dodgers is an easy bet for me on the Mets. Now, I know all Cleveland fans hate the Yankees, I'm sure. I'm sure that's the case. Maybe you hate the Royals, too. But here's what we want to happen. Again, fandom aside, like, you want the Guardians to win? Let's say they lose to Detroit. The best betting scenario is that the Yankees make the World Series. And I'm a Yankee fan, guys, about to say this. The New York Yankees are, I don't want to say never, almost never winning the World Series. It's not happening. Their starting pitching's terrible. You can't trust Gerrit Cole. The manager's a loser. Like, I'm sorry. I'm a Yankee fan. Like, if they get to the World Series and they have to play the Dodgers, the Padres, or the Mets, I will bet on the team from the National League. And especially if it's the Mets, the Yankees will be favored in that series. And we get to bet the Mets as an underdog. So again, the best bets here. Root for the Dodgers tomorrow night. Bet the Mets over the Dodgers in the NLCS. Root for the Yankees to make the World Series if the Guardians don't. And then bet against the Yankees in the World Series.
What do you think of the Guardians if they were to get to the World Series?
I don't think they will. Okay. Like, I think after the Yankees won last night, and yes, I am a Yankee fan, but I'm not a homer. I think the Yankees are by far right now the American League team that's most likely to get there. Like, seven-game series, I don't think, I'm not trying to insult Tanner Bibee. Like, he's their ace. Like, I'm sorry. Just, like, no way. And the Tigers, it's a little different in a seven-game series than it is in a five-game series when you've got the one stud starting pitcher. So I would like the Yankees over either the Guardians or the Tigers if they get past the Royals. And then again, pains me to say this, lifelong Yankee fan, bet against the Yankees in the World Series.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Odyssey Sports Betting Insider Nick Costas joining us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right, Nick, let's go to the football side and the Browns side of it. Are you just now basically parlaying the Browns and, you know, the under and all of that stuff in every single bet just to avoid dealing with the fact that this offense is so clunky and the defense has been league average? What are your thoughts on the Browns?
Okay, so I have a really contrarian take on this game.
Okay.
Browns-Eagles on Sunday. I don't think I'm going to bet it because I don't think I can say it out loud. It doesn't pass the smell test to even say it out loud. I think the Browns might win on Sunday. I don't think I'm going to bet them to win, but I am definitely going to bet them to cover the spread. So right now, guys, Philly's a 9.5-point favorite. Once it is, and you guys, no one listening, you don't have to be a professional bettor to know this. Like, what's going to happen in the betting market when it's officially announced that Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown and Lane Johnson are all like playing for sure on Sunday? Like, the Eagles are going to get bet. I think this spread's going to go up to 10. And that, for me, is an immediate buy on the Cleveland Browns. Like, to use the stock market analogy, this is the ultimate buy low on the Cleveland Browns in this game. Now, it's possible, right? I always want to offer the other side. Nothing's a lock. It's possible that the Browns are just, until Watson is benched, absolute dead team walking. Right? And like, the betting market hasn't accounted for actually how bad they are yet, and the fact that it's over for them as long as Watson's the quarterback, and maybe the Eagles win 45-3. Like, we acknowledge that possibility. But what I want to do as a bettor, I don't think the Eagles are that great. I don't think Nick Sirianni's a good coach, and we know Kevin Stefanski's a good coach, and is basically being held at gunpoint right now by Jimmy Haslam to keep playing Deshaun Watson. Like, that's obviously what's happening here. Like, Stefanski's too smart to think that Watson's the answer at quarterback. Like, ownership's making him do that. I think it's pretty obvious, right? So, I think Stefanski outcoaches Sirianni, and I think we buy low on the Browns getting 10 when the betting market gets there, guys, on Sunday at the Eagles. So, give me the Cleveland Browns to cover the spread.
30 seconds to follow up what you said. When Deshaun Watson gets benched, do you think that happens this year?
It can't not. I mean, like, there's just no way. It can't. If they're going to keep, so let's say they get blown out on Sunday, right? Let's say they lose, I don't know, like, whatever, like a 31-10. I think that's it. Like, you're 1-5. Like, the season is, like, unquestioned. Like, you cannot make the playoffs at 1-5. Yes, you can. It's just very, very, very unlikely. You can't keep doing this. And I think ownership is going to have to acknowledge that at some point, because the fans aren't going to stand for it. Like, you can't keep fooling people, right? Like, I think this is the last week you can get away with it if things go as poorly as they have been on Sunday. So I think we're really close to Jameis Winston. And you know what? Maybe if you're Kevin Stefanski, at some point, like, does he resign, like, in, like, week 10 if they're making him start? Because, like, do you guys agree with me? Like, there's no way if, like, it's his decision, he's starting Deshaun Watson. Like, there's no chance.
I would agree with you on that. I think it's not just him.
And also, if Kevin Stefanski got fired by the Browns today, like, what's the percent chance he's a head coach in the NFL next season? 100?
Mm-hmm.
Like 99?
Absolutely.
Like, he'll get a two-time coach of the year. Like, he'll get another job. He doesn't need this crap. Like, this will, my point is this is going to come to a head one way or another.
Nick, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Wishing you guys and the listeners minimal sweats winning bets the absolute very best of luck.
That's Nick Costos. Thank you, bud.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!